You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
In the howling wind, Rod and I are in agreement. This is their greatest song ever. U2 is your artist of the day. Will, you're welcome to stick around for this. Story here from CBSNews.com. And Will, just in case you wanted to watch Rod's head explode, he hasn't seen the story yet. That's the only reason I'm asking you to stick around.
Oh God.
They are tried and true elements of the American language, but the animal rights group PETA, and before we get started, I love animals. I truly love animals. I'm taking a week off when my dog dies. I love her that much. Love her. Love her to death. Mm-hmm. PETA drives me insane. They are tried and true elements of the American language, but the animal rights group PETA is suggesting that common phrases like bring home the bacon, and kill two birds with one stone.
Don't you kill two birds with one stone.
Carry a harmful message. Idioms like those, the group says, are verbal vestiges of speciesism.
Mm-hmm.
And should be replaced with kinder variations. Words matter, mm-hmm. says PETA.
They do.
And as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Mm-hmm. The animal rights organization then included a color-coded chart with what they view as offensive phrases on the left in red and what they view as acceptable substitutions on the right in green.
Yes, because you have other options. You know, if you want to say, hey, you want to go run to the store while I'm already out for groceries? We could kill two birds with one stone.
Ah, they want to change that to feed two birds with one scone. I'm not making it up. I wish I was.
Let's try it on for size. Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to run out with me while I'm getting lunch? We could also run by Lowe's and get some lumber. We could.
Well, that would be a great way to feed two birds with one scone, Dana. They want to also get rid of the phrase, be the guinea pig.
Okay. Scott?
Yes, Dana?
You know, I was thinking the other day that we've all been thinking about maybe starting this new game. Not sure if we want to wait for Kara, or we could play the game with Will Sterrett.
Oh, and make him the test tube.
And make Will...
the test tube.
The test tube.
I can't make it up. They also want to get rid of this phrase, beat a dead horse.
Hey, Scott, I know we've been talking a lot lately about theft of packages, yeah. And I don't mean to...
Well, Dana, quite frankly, we spent an hour on it. It's almost like we were going to feed a fed horse.
At least it makes sense.
They also want to get rid
it
of...
It kind of does. You're feeding a fed horse.
They also want to get rid of bring home the bacon.
Man, Scott, I'm telling you, since I was about 20 years old, mm-hmm. I don't mean to brag, but
you've
I've
been
really...
bringing home the bagels.
Mm-hmm.
They also want to get rid of take the bull by the horns.
You know, I was just telling my son the other day, when you graduate from college, I want you to go out there and
take
really...
the flower by the thorns.
Yeah, that's what
I... Take that flower by the thorns.
I told him, you take that flower by the thorns.
No.
Go out and
take that flower
it.
By the
take
thorns.
Take that flower by the thorns.
I have a follow-up question I'd like to ask you.
Yes, Rod.
In regards to the story you just read.
Yes,
really? Come on.
Dude, I can't make it up. Take the flower by the thorns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bring home the bagel.
Feed a fed horse.
Okay, I kind of like that one.
That one's okay. That's kind of fun.
Those are ridiculous. I understand. There's nothing I hate worse than someone who is cruel to an animal.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That person has no soul.
That is ridiculous. PETA is the most useless organization ever created. They are the dumbest. Actually, I am jealous of people that are that into PETA because your life is so good. You have nothing to worry about. No one who dies or suffers ever. All you're sitting around doing is going, oh, I hate it when people say beat a dead horse.
You mean feed a fed horse.
Twitter reacted about the way you think it would.
Of course.
With 58,000 people posting photos of their rare steak.
See, groups like PETA do more harm than they do good. They hurt the cause that they're trying to help.
No, because after reading that, I really want to go kick a puppy now.
Okay, that's not what they were looking for, Rod.
That's what they've done. You brought this on yourself, PETA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish I had that passion for something in life.
Also, apparently feeding a scone to a bird is not good for the bird. It could kill the bird. You can't make this up. I'm going to feed two birds with one scone. Now they're both dead.
Okay. What is wrong with these people?
Scott, I got nothing here.
Somebody said, what about bigger fish to fry? Scott used that term last hour.
Listen to this from a writer for Elle. Feed two birds with one scone. Okay, absolutely not. First of all, scones are expensive, so that's going to be a no from me. Even if the scone is homemade, unless I'm trying to beguile the glamour duck or peacock, I am keeping all my fancy baked treats to myself. Not on my watch.
And yes, we touched on the kiss the girl controversy yesterday. 0347 regarding choking something. Very funny. I know Rod's going to get the joke. That might be offensive to some people. I don't know what they want us to call that.
Listen to this.
Maybe beating a dead horse.
Take the flowers by the thorns. What? If you take a bull by the horns, you're taking control of its direction, I guess? I don't know. I'm not an adventurer. I've literally never seen a bull, but I've seen plenty of roses. And ouch, thorns hurt. Very ouch. If you grab a rose by the thorns, you are not exerting control. The rose is in control of it and hates you.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You're really not grabbing the bull by the horns if you grab a rose by the thorns. You're just making your thumb bleed.
From the text line, Rod, would you be willing to come over and kick my dog? My mother-in-law dropped that dog off 3 years ago, and I hate it.
Oh.
Well, that's just mean now.
Anyway. Speaking of dogs, by the way.
So maybe instead of strangling a fowl, you would be petting a puppy.
Petting the puppy.
I'm petting the puppy.
Maybe.
Aw, that's kinder.
Instead of.
Yes, you're petting the puppy.
Strangling the fowl. Dana, I think it's best that you sit this one out.
Pet the puppy. Who doesn't love to pet a puppy?
We all love to pet the puppy.
Yes, we do. Some of us too much, in fact.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No, I'm reading the replies on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, so Rod, maybe instead of strangling the fowl, you could take the dog for a walk.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke the kitten.
It was announced this week that a British employment tribunal will decide whether ethical veganism is a philosophical belief that should be afforded the same protections as religion.
Wait.
Yeah.
We were ignoring you like you were ignoring us. Read that again.
Veganism could get the same legal protection as religion.
No!
An angry dispute between an animal welfare charity and its former employee.
Okay, just because you're self-righteous about the crap you've decided to do doesn't mean you get tax exemption. Mm-hmm. Shut up! Mm-hmm. I don't care that you don't eat meat!
Maybe instead of strangling the fowl, Rod, you could pet the snake.
Listen to this. Jordy Casamatonic alleges he was
extract the venom if
fired.
You
he was fired by the League Against Cruel Sports after he discovered that their pension fund was invested in companies involved in animal testing. He informed his colleagues about it.
Okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to extract some venom.
Look at this. They fired him.
She doesn't get it. Okay.
I don't think you have a right to tell your company which companies to invest in. Most people don't even look. Okay, so you have a 401k, right? I have a 401k. Okay. Do you have any idea where they're investing that money? Some company like in Iowa has some guy sitting at a computer figuring out this is where you invest.
No, with my 401k, I pick the funds that they invest in.
You can, but a lot of these group plans, it's just done, Scott. It's just done. And they'll tell you these are the companies. I don't think you have a legal right to come back and say, now, hey, I see one of the companies we're investing in here is Hobby Lobby, and I do not agree with their politics. Mm-hmm. I don't want to invest in that one. Mm-hmm. That's what happened with this case. They fired the guy.
Okay. From the text line, remember, guys, if you wake up the beast, you're responsible for putting him back to bed. From the text line, is Dana listening to a different radio show right now? maybe instead of strangling the fowl rod, it would be unsalting the slug.
Still looking up whether or not veganism can be a protected religious class. I'm going to go with no. Oh, most of us, this is our favorite time of year. It's certainly Scott and Steve's favorite kind of year. They'll tell you they will design the perfect piece of jewelry for you and sell it directly to you. I love this. When you call Scott and Steve, you get Scott and Steve. They don't even have a receptionist to answer their phone. So if you're looking for something sparkly to put under that tree, you got to call them now. Get on their schedule now. I have a girlfriend who has a smaller pair of diamond earrings. They are going to put a halo over those earrings for her. I love that halo look. I've been wearing my set for 2 years now from Scott and Steve. If you have some old estate jewelry, you don't know what to do with it, it's not quite you, they will buy that from you. They will turn it into something you will wear. They are in the market to buy fine jewelry, diamonds, gold, platinum, all that stuff, silver. They are in the market to sell your fine jewelry. You got to do it by private appointment, 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
The hell was that?
It was supposed to be Gopher Soda.
Kelly Clarkson! Whoops. Oh, calm down, Texter.
It was stuck on glass case of emotion.
6448, I am sorry and I apologize if we offended you. Or
I'm
offended.
Not.
All right, Rod, stop.
I'm sorry, I feel bad for people who were born without a sense of humor. That's unfortunate.
Just don't explain it to your children because we were being coy and...
Heaven forbid you had to speak to your child.
We spoke in code, awful. So no, we didn't break any law. We didn't disrupt HR. Simmer down. Story here from Casey. There's always one who gets really upset when you do that kind of stuff. Everybody else is laughing their butts off, and then there's always that one, grow up, mature. I don't want to grow up. My God.
No, that's awful.
The day I ever – my daughters made fun of me the other day. They're like, Dad, you're 47 going on 17. I'm like, thank God. Story here.
Feel pretty good about it.
I do too. Thank you. Story here from Channel 9. Kansas City's anchorman, part of this one. Kansas City, Missouri police officer barricaded herself and her children in a hotel room in KCK. According to police, the officer was arrested, taken to a hospital for treatment, and the children are unharmed. But police say the officer was suffering from crisis-related symptoms, and it's putting more attention on mental health for first responders, police obviously being in that group. Deputy Chief Sonny Lynch of the Clinton Police Department says the entire city put a new focus on mental health after losing two officers in the line of duty in 2 years. You remember sadly. From Deputy Chief Sonny Lynch, some things are easily recognized. The danger is the buildup of the little things that can slip past people. Lynch says after officers Gary Michael and Ryan Morton were killed, the city added a mental health program for all workers, and the department has always tried to stay proactive. Quote, that trauma that was inflicted on us was very personal, and you end up with a lot of feelings. The officer involved in the standoff was a 22-year veteran.
Correct. 22-year veteran with the Kansas City Police Department. Now, listen to this, Scott. She had been on administrative assignment since May 20th with no assigned police or enforcement activities. So since May, almost 7 months, she had been off active duty as a police officer. Okay. Now, is that because they knew there were some issues? They felt like she couldn't, for whatever reason, perform the duties of the job? I had a couple of questions when I saw this story, and we're going to be as sensitive as we can here. When something of this nature happens, and it is a first responder or law enforcement officer, are those cases treated and handled differently than anyone who launches a standoff at a hotel down by KU Med? How, you know, we don't know that this is PTSD. A lot of different media outlets are saying, you know, let's talk about this and have more open conversations about mental health for first responders. You know, I think you can be a first responder and have mental health issues outside of your daily duties as a police officer,
and
firefighter.
And not as a result of your daily duties? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure how you tell, but I think it's absolutely possible.
Okay.
You know, we know there's a certain percentage in society that, say, suffers from depression and anxiety, Scott.
Okay.
That same percentage is going to transfer over to all kinds of jobs in America. You know what I'm saying? Let's say 20% of people suffer from depression or anxiety at some point in their life. Well, then it goes to say that as a law enforcement officer, paramedic, firefighter, those numbers are about going to be there as they would be in the normal population, and higher is my guess because of the things that they see on the job. I'm not saying we don't talk about mental health in these vocations. I think we should, but I also don't know that we can automatically blame the job when someone is having a problem. Does that make sense?
Yes. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments.
And is she
here
charged, Scott?
The Wyandotte County DA's office is weighing whether or not to charge her.
That's where I want people to weigh in here, because I'm not saying they do or they don't. We don't know what kinds of problems this officer was having.
What led to the standoff?
I don't think you automatically get a hall pass when you do something like this because this is your job description.
576-7798, 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
A former president returns home for the final time. More next.
You know, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago, and our family is absolutely in love with Omaha Steaks. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks when you go to omahasteaks.com. And enter the code word PARKS in the search bar. You'll get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package, originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now and you get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is amazing. We love Omaha Steaks. It's a fifth-generation family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com.
Just past 4:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett.
Special Air Mission 41 continues on towards Houston. It's the presidential aircraft and onboard the casket of President George H.W. Bush. Also there, the Bush family, including President George W. Bush, who said earlier while eulogizing his father at Washington National Cathedral,
"He showed me what it means to be a president who serves with integrity, leads with courage, and acts with love in his heart for the citizens of our country."
ABC's Ann Compton covered both Presidents Bush and said those words fit the overall theme of the day.
"The 4 years that George Herbert Walker Bush was president was a transformative time, and what's remembered about him isn't the fall of the Berlin Wall, it isn't the crisis with the economy. There was something about character, and it resonated with everything everyone in there was talking about."
There will be a public viewing tonight at his longtime Houston church ahead of tomorrow's private funeral service and burial on the grounds of his presidential library. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together next.
Hey, you've heard me bragging about Lightning Landscape and Irrigation and all the amazing work that they've done around our home, around all kinds of homes around Kansas City for landscape, hardscape, and yes, irrigation. But did you also know for years and years, they have taken care of folks' lake properties at the Lake of the Ozarks? They are a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor, and they will spruce up your lake house when it's closed down for the winter. Now is the time to think about it. Fire pits, fireplaces, patios, they'll do the work now so you can go down to the lake and enjoy it when nicer temperatures return. They will do custom-made fire pits in block or stone and mortar. They also specialize in pumps and sprinkler systems for the lake. They will take care of your lake property, so you just go down and have all the fun you want to in the spring and in the summer. With an A-plus BBB rating, by the way, call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation, Kansas City, and the Lake of the Ozarks, 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
KMBZ weather, few flurries or snow showers possible tonight. Clouds otherwise 30, just 33 for the high tomorrow with a bit of sun later on in the day and much the same on Friday. Right now, it's 48 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Mailboxes in baseball. I'll get busted selling at 17. Most thoughts deserve 2 or 3 more. Motor oil is a motor oil. Just keep the engine
Sturgill.
Keep your eyes.
576-7798.
You know, the one thing I think most people would agree on, Scott, especially from, and I know that this is emotional and sensitive what we're talking about, but there's also a liability arm to the conversation we're having. So I think most people or departments would agree that once something like this happens with a first responder, it then becomes impossible for that person to continue on with their job. I cannot see a scenario where a police officer anywhere creates a standoff situation with children involved, and then that department says, you know, why don't you go take 28 days to figure it out, and we're going to bring you back. I don't see a way back. Again, primarily for liability reasons. I don't know that you can have someone on the department, and I'm not saying I'm not sympathetic to whatever it is anyone is going through, but they become a liability. You can't put them back on the force after something like this.
I completely and totally agree, but don't we also live in a nation that says no one is above the law?
Correct.
Why is there even discussion? It says here in the story, right now, the Wyandotte County District Attorney is deciding if there will be any criminal charges related to the standoff. Why is there any deciding to be done? Is no above the law?
Yeah, it's a difficult conversation to have, isn't it? Because you respect the job that they
absolutely
do, that you and I are not willing or able to do, and
correct,
many of you listening are in that same boat. However, you know, there were children involved in what happened here.
Which makes it worse.
Which is just, it's just unfortunate. I think Is there a possibility of some type of medical retirement with Scott? I don't know. I don't know.
If a cop gets pulled over for a DUI, do you cut him a break because they're a cop?
Most people would say you should not.
However, you know what happens.
But when it comes to mental health, okay, you make the choice to get behind the wheel drunk. When it comes to mental health, I think people are willing to explore PTSD and what does this mean? And hear me out here, because they see things in their daily job that you and I could not even imagine. I remember a story in Kansas City a couple months ago. There were two SIDS cases back to back, okay?
Okay.
The same captain, God bless him, happened to be called to both of those scenes back to back. And I mean like within 48 hours of each other, 72 hours of each other, he responded to both of those scenes. And so I do think we are open to at least having the conversation about forgiveness or understanding when someone is in a profession where you are dealing with just the most horrifying scene you can imagine, trying to revive those babies with distraught family members that, you know, it's hard to even put yourself in that headspace.
Right. I understand your argument that you have to take into account, and I think you're right. You have to take into account circumstances. What did this person see when they were in Iraq or Afghanistan? Does that affect their current behavior? Okay. What has this person seen in 22 years as being a police officer in Kansas City, Missouri? Does that impact or affect her scope, and I use that in air quotes, of reality?
Yeah.
All right. But you made an interesting point. You said when I mentioned DUI, you said you make a conscious decision to get behind the wheel of a car. And you're absolutely right. You do. And it's wrong. You also make a conscious decision to hold yourself up in a hotel room and refuse to come out. And to take your two children with you. That was whether she was in her right mind or not, I'd have to think she was not. But that was conscious, whether we want to admit it or not. Now, what led her to do that? I don't know. I have no idea. I've heard some rumors. I'm not willing to put them on the air because they are unsubstantiated. However, that was a conscious decision. She put an entire neighborhood on lockdown by this behavior. Why did she do it? I don't know. Does that factor into whether or not you charge someone? If it does, then you have to factor that in to other people you would otherwise charge. Why does anybody, unless they are a wanted criminal,
yeah,
for murder or something, why would anybody pursue and engage in a standoff with the police? It makes it worse, in my opinion, that she is a police officer. She knows how this is going to go down.
Yeah.
She knows they're not going to walk away. They can't. But something in her mind says this is going to be okay. This is acceptable to a degree. Knowing full well if she was of right mind, it would never be acceptable. Knowing in 22 years of service, Dana, she's probably been involved on the other side.
Right.
So what do we do with people like this?
I don't know. You can't issue them a gun and say, suck it up, go about your job.
She can't be a police officer ever again.
That is correct. I cannot envision
and
a scenario.
That includes desk duty.
I cannot envision a scenario where she would be allowed to return to law enforcement.
Scott, I have PTSD. Saying that she made a conscious decision is an ignorant statement. There are a couple of aspects about having PTSD that you are not in control of. You could even see yourself doing it, but you were not in control. This is very difficult to explain, but I'm trying to let you know you are incorrect. Okay?
I'm looking up the rates now, and I was trying to include firefighters and other first responders. It's easier to find the statistics for police officers. Let me find the percentages here. Okay. This dirty little secret is no longer hidden. According to studies cited by the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, between 7% and 19% of police officers experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. That compares to 3.5% of the general population. So 3.5% of all of us translates to between 7 and 19% in the law enforcement community.
Don't we always say that we hold teachers and
police to a higher standard?
To a higher standard? Until we don't? Until we don't hold them to a higher standard? And then we sit here and make excuses for their behavior. What if this person drank too much because they have PTSD?
Sure.
They're trying to kill the voices in their head. They're trying to quiet the anger and hate that they feel inside. And so they drink themselves into an oblivion in that stupid and foolish and unlawful, think of any other word you can use here, they decide to get behind the wheel of a car.
A manager for NAMI in the Criminal Justice Division says there is a growing awareness of officers' mental wellness and needs of peer support programs, that type of thing. But she adds it would be a good idea for annual mental wellness checks to be a part of fitness training and recertification. It would help officers get familiar with mental health resources and introduce them to the topic. Private groups like Badge of Life have pushed for annual mental checkups for all officers with a therapist of the individual's choice.
Let's go to Lauren in Kansas City. Lauren, hello.
Hi. By the way, I love your guys' show. I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you.
So I have a opinion against like the whole conscious decision. So technically, when you have a mental disorder or something like that, you are they're taking your conscious decision away, which is why like you have to have a guardian. That's why, like, whenever you commit murder and they deem you innocent due to illness, it's because they deem that you were not able to make the conscious decision of whether it was right or wrong, and so they did it, and that's why they're innocent.
They're innocent?
Like,
well, they are.
Like, they're deemed innocent, and they're not deemed guilty. They don't go to jail. They go into, like, a...
They go into treatment.
Yeah, they go to treatment, and if they get better, they can get free, and then they're living among us.
Well, if they can get better, they can't get free. Let me clarify that, Lauren. Once you are deemed sufficient to stand trial, you then are placed on trial.
Okay.
You don't just get off scot-free because you're having mental health issues, but they will from time to time say he is not fit to stand trial.
Mm-hmm.
We will wait until a medical psychiatric professional says he is fit to stand trial. He does understand his rights. And then at that point, you can be tried for the crime.
It's the term not guilty due to reasons of insanity.
Well, you would have to be insane to hold yourself up in a hotel room with your two kids, would you not?
I've always questioned that because, you know, like someone murdered someone, but they're found not guilty due to reasons of insanity. For you to take another person's life, there has to be a certain amount of insanity involved.
But do you know how rarely that defense is successful? It is, I'll look up the numbers, not guilty by reason of insanity is the highest mountain to climb because so few juries are willing to say, well, yeah, Charles Manson did all that, told them to do those things, but he's crazy. Let's let him back out. So few juries are willing to go along with that.
I mean, BTK had to have been insane to do what he did and still walk around as if he was a deacon in a church in Wichita, right?
Yeah, I'm looking up the percentages.
I mean, to
so
live
low.
That double life, there has to be a certain level of insanity.
Yet he was never found not guilty due to
right.
reasons
he's,
of insanity.
He's serving life in prison.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Contrary to popular belief, the insanity defense is used in fewer than 1% of all cases. Follow me here. It's tried. It's used in fewer than 1% of all cases.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, it has a 26% success rate.
So 0.26% of the time.
I don't want to say it doesn't happen, but it is so rare that a defense attorney will say, oh, that's our best shot, let's do it. And then B, a jury will go along with it.
My father was a Vietnam vet, had extreme PTSD, writes 5081. 2 years ago, he went missing. We found him at a bus stop. He was reporting for duty. It was only until he saw my face that he slowly started to realize he's not going to Vietnam anymore. 576-7798. Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you have to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. A beautiful showroom. It's light. It's relaxed. Music's playing. Great vibe. Case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. I know because I've been out there. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants. The best part? The value. The prices are unreal. This was the store started by former diamond wholesalers. Shop around, it's okay. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. You will never pay a dime for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here in Kansas City buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row in Leawood.
All makes and models, used and new, at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I tell you, I got something for everyone out there. We just got a wonderful, perfect used car for our teenage driver. And one of the things I love about all of the cars out there, used and new, there's something for everyone. But let's talk about the great extra features. I have them in the cars I've been driving, the heated seats, the heated steering wheels. Man, does that make a difference in the dead of winter. She actually got heated seats in her car. Said I had to wait till I was 40 to have heated seats in my car. Go on out and look at all of the inventory at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. And remember, if you are in the market for something new, they still have that sign and drive deal going on for any new Volkswagen. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and they will give you a $500 shopping card on top of all that to help with your Christmas shopping. Go on out and see what they can do for you at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man.
576-7798. I'm curious, and the story doesn't say from Channel 9, why this Kansas City, Missouri police officer holed herself up in this hotel room.
Does it matter?
Yes, I do. Was it a crime prior that led them to the hotel room where she was held up or holed up? Or was she just not stable?
Can I ask you, is it a dumb question? Is it a crime to not come out? What is that? We cover these standoffs all the time. Is it a crime?
Operation 100.
Operation 100. Is it a crime to not come out?
I've always wondered about that because
what is the crime?
I usually hold myself up in the house every Sunday.
Yeah, during football.
But just in general. I binge watched 5 episodes of Get Shorty this weekend. Was that? Nobody was there, so it wasn't a standoff, but I was holed up. I wasn't going nowhere. I wouldn't answer the door.
Well, and we always used to joke in the news business, is it a standoff when no one's inside? You know, because 9 times out of 10, it always ends up that no one's in there. It's the
non-standoff. The reason they won't respond is because they're not home. They're at a buddy's house watching on TV going, can you believe this?
Idiots.
They think I'm in there. They totally think I'm in there.
Vanessa in Lee's Summit. Hello, Vanessa.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well. Thank you.
Good, good. So I was listening earlier to what y'all were saying about the standoff and everything, and then officers with PTSD and having a lot of issues.
Sure.
Mentally. Well, I actually, myself, I am a police officer, have been for the past 11 years. I'm currently a reserve out south, Kansas City, at a smaller department. Mm-hmm. I have put together what's called Code One Wellness. I am the CEO and founder of it. It is going to be an up-and-coming mental health facility for our first responders, which will be inpatient, outpatient, and it's for them, their families, and their children. So with that being said, what we're dealing with our first responders, it is becoming an epidemic with our mental health. And it's something that's being completely and utterly overlooked. And I'm trying to propose and put a team together of very well-rounded individuals, therapists, and whatnot, to get some preventative programming out to our first responders so this stuff can stop happening.
Hey, Vanessa, can you talk briefly about the Catch-22 when it comes to law enforcement officers and asking or needing mental health help? I think a lot of them, and we've read these stories over the years, they might know they're struggling, they might know they have a problem, but in stepping forward and saying, I'm struggling, I think I have a problem, are you worried that you're going to lose your job? And that is a real fear, I think, is it not?
Yes, it is. And it's a major stigma that is just hanging over first responders because, you know, we're built from ground up. When you go to the academy, you know, and you're taught this stuff and how to protect others, it's a lack of educational training when it comes to learning how to deal with our own mental health. Because when you're on a department for so long and you have gone through traumatic experience after traumatic experience, you know, and everyone's different. I cannot speak for anyone. I could speak for myself. And I don't speak for other officers, especially firefighters, whatnot. When we go through this training and they teach us how to deal with the public and it just keeps, like, piling up and piling up and piling up, we feel like we have become so strong that we don't want to reach out to anybody. We become very hard-headed. And we suppress it and suppress it and suppress it. And we get so used to this adrenaline dump when you go on calls and you could deal in one setting, you could deal with a car chase, a shooting, a stabbing. And then when you get that adrenaline dump, you become very disassociated with your real life compared to your work life. And when that starts happening, you build this massive resistance to, you know, wanting to deal with reality. And once you get to a breaking point after so many years of putting that time in, you snap. And a lot of them are doing that. So I guess the peer support, I look at it as the more stuff that we have, the resources, the merrier. And bring it on. Because we need as much as we can get. But there is a gray area, and that gray area is a continuum of care. And that's what I'm trying to put together and provide and then allow us to have our own facility to be able to go to get that help.
Vanessa, thank you for the call.
Yeah, we got to stop.
If people would take advantage of it, would they walk in those doors?
Probably not. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, Remembering 41. More next.
Dana Wright for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Remember that website. It's all you got to do. It's so fast. You plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and the state you live in. And then all of these tips will be right there at your fingertips. All of the quotes from the different products that you can get to protect your family. And that's where Stuart Woodbury comes in. He has been here for decades and decades helping families with their life insurance needs. And one of the things he always tells us is your goal at some point is to self-insure so that you don't need that product that you're paying for every month. It can be so affordable, but he's the first one to tell you there will come a point, and he'll tell you when, where you can walk away from that product. Call Stuart Woodbury for all of your life insurance needs. He will tell you how much you should look into getting, how long you need to have it, the type that you need. I get it. It can be confusing. Go to 816-792-0700 is the phone number. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.